your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull. I'm joined by Rich Turnbull tonight, live on WCDO. You're welcome. As Maddie Coleman, one of the girls' players, just came over and said thank you for a trophy that we handed out to her earlier tonight. So, but we are at the Morris tournament here tonight. It's the Ray Clement tournament, the first round, as the Morris boys are hosting the Frankfort Schuyler boys here tonight. The Knights are in town. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Rich, this is so cool for us. We're Tri-Valley guys. We're sitting here talking about Morris teams from the 80s and the 90s and the 70s. And it's cool to be courtside here. It's a great atmosphere. They do a lot for the kids. It's a great tournament to come to.
Yeah, this has been fun so far for me, right? Seeing a lot of the old faces, going looking at the old trophies of the Tri-Valley days. As a kid, the MCS Express of the 80s were just a highlight. And I hear that this team likes to run like those teams. So I'm ready for tonight. I'm excited. Let's play some basketball, Nate Hall.
So the girls' championship is already set because they had games last night. They have games tonight. So if you're, you know, looking to watch some basketball tomorrow, you could come down. The girls' championship game should be a really good game between South Courtright and Edmiston Morris. The South Courtright boys, who might arguably be one of the top teams in Section 4 Class D, they beat DH yesterday. And so they await the winner of this Morris versus Frankfort Schuyler game. So on the girls' side and the boys' side is the Ray Clement Tournament, the girls' the Joan Martin Classic. They invite a lot of really good teams here, so if you're looking for some great early season kind of pre-Christmas basketball, this is the place to come. Rich and I are going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be right back and continue to get you set for the opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament. Morris boys hosting Frankfort Schuyler tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull here tonight on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our free audio stream is brought to you by SFCU. You know, Rich, I've always liked this tournament because when I started getting into sports, I would hear a lot about Ray Clement. He is one of the founders of the Tri-Valley League. He's the original athletic director when Morris opened back in the 30s. He was my dad's high school basketball coach here in the 60s at MCS. My parents both went here to Morris, so I've always just loved, since I was a little kid, flipping through old yearbooks, reading about Ray Clement. I mean, just this guy that's like the greatest generation. He goes off, he serves in World War II, he comes back, he works here for 35 years. He has such an impact. He has great teams. I mean, you name it, this guy did it for a small school. It's great.
Yeah, you look, they have a great write-up over here in the program of Ray Clement, and he's got all sorts of accolades from working for Section 4, doing stuff at NISPA, and what I like the best about the whole thing is he was a jazz musician.
Yes.
The guy could play music, and he ran and he directed the plays. There's not a lot of guys like the Ray Clement. I love how you said the greatest generation. We don't have a lot of guys like that anymore, just in our schools working and just literally doing everything.
My dad said he was the type of guy that, he could be barking at you at basketball practice. You'd walk across the hall, and he'd be playing the piano at play practice. I mean, the guy was just Amazing. He had a master's degree from Syracuse. He was a local guy. I believe he went to Sherburn. And just, I don't know, without guys like that, we don't have the Tri-Valley as we know it today. So I love that, you know, this tournament is named after him. Of course, Joan Martin was a trailblazer on the women's side, so they named the girls' tournament after her. But so if you're a Tri-Valley buff, this is the place to be this weekend.
And I actually knew Coach Martin a little bit because my mom went to Morris. My mom played for her a little bit. And also my dad worked here. So I actually got to know Coach Martin a long time ago when I was a little kid. And it was just, I remember one of those things is you just didn't mess with her. She kind of like ran the place. And you just, I would play basketball in the gym, and she would be like, when it was time to get off the court, you got off the court.
We talk about it all the time on my podcast that it wasn't that long ago that there was no girls' Tri-Valley League. There was no girls' basketball. Right. They might have played it recreationally in gym class or PE class, but it's amazing now that we have all these opportunities, and it's the way it should be.
I was just talking at lunch today with football coach from Norwich, Mike Christie, and we were literally just talking about girls basketball starting up in the Tri-Valley and New York State in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
We were looking at some of the old records, and really we didn't even have a sectional championship in girls basketball until like 77,
yeah.
Somewhere around
it's,
that.
It's not 76. That long ago. Yeah.
I mean, just basically our lifetime, mate. That's
yeah.
it.
So this is great that they're honoring, of course, Coach Clement and Coach Martin here this weekend at the Morris Tournament. All right, we'll take one last break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Folks, this should be a run-and-gun, fast-paced game. Frankfurt Schuyler is a Class C school from up in Section 3. Very good record, and always a team that has a good mix of speed and size. And this Morris team, they put up 94 the other night, Rich, against Sharon Springs.
I can't wait.
They love to run. And if you followed us covering Morris the last few years, they've really had the players that could get out and get the job done. It's rare to see them in a half-court set. They just want to run your brakes off. So it's going to be fun.
That is how basketball is supposed to be played. You don't see that a lot in these small schools anymore, but let's get out and go.
It's going to be fun.
Heck with those half-court sets. We don't want that. Let's play basketball.
Well, I think we're going to get all of that and more here tonight. So we'll take a break. First round of the Morris Tournament. The winner of this will get South Courtright tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the championship. The loser tonight will get Deposit Hancock. Either game tomorrow, consolation or championship, should be fantastic here. So, all right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with tip-off here from Morris tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here tonight in Morris as we wrap up the good old Morris alma mater here tonight. And, you know, a lot of credit. The speaker wasn't working or something over there. They had to sing the national anthem and the alma mater. They got it done. You love it.
You know what I love about small schools is they actually still sing the alma mater.
Yes.
You know, working at a bigger school in Norwich, I don't even know if our kids know the alma mater. And I went to a small school in Edmiston. We get taught the alma mater from kindergarten all the way up through. I just love that school spirit. When the small schools sing the alma mater. I don't know, just something about it.
I was laughing the other day. I said, I think Lawrence sings it at every game, and we've done a lot of Lawrence games over the last few years. I think I almost know the Lawrence alma mater by heart now.
I actually know the Morris one because I've been to so many games in Morris. I could have sang along, but I just can't do it. Too much Edmiston blood in me. I can't do it.
How weird is it for you now? I mean, we were just sitting here, setting up our gear. The game before this was the girls' game. Edmiston-Morris combined against Oxford. How weird is that for you?
Well,
EM.
It's a little weird, but, I mean, one, my niece plays for the Edmiston Morris team, so I'm always going to cheer for them. And two, I had a lot of friends. If I had any friends growing up, they were all in Morris because we were so close. So if we were going to merge with one school, let it be Edmiston Morris, as long as we're not merging with New Berlin or something like that.
All right, let's get you the starting lineups first for the Morris boys and head coach Jerry Joy. Back-to-back Tri-Valley Championships for this Morris program. They start with senior. He's the guy that makes it go. Number two, Tiger Ross. Also a senior, number three, Asa Dugan. A sophomore, number four, the last of the Murphy brothers, folks. They've been around for about the last 10 years, but here's Ryan Murphy. Again, number four, a sophomore. A senior, number five, Keegan Frazier. And a sophomore, number 13, Carter Swayer. On the other side for visiting Frankfurt Schuyler for the Knights, they start with senior number one, Angelo DeSaro. They also have junior number four, Lionel Colthurst. They have senior number 10, Roman Herod. They have junior number 21, Philip Tangora, and sophomore number 24, Jerome Bowen, for head coach Mike Rosenkevich. And again, this Frankfurt Schuyler team, we've seen them. They've been invited to this tournament the last few years. And talking to Coach Mike before the game, he said, always like to come down here. They invite a good group of teams, and it's good to see somebody from out of our area.
You know, I'm looking out here to the Franklin Schuyler team. They're not overly big. Looks like the matchup's going to be, you know, a pretty equal matchup when it comes to size. When you think about Class C schools, you think maybe they're a little bit bigger than the Class D school, but right now it looks like it's an even matchup to me.
We do know that Frankfurt Schuyler was missing one of their starters here tonight. He's homesick. And so we'll see how that affects the Knights. Right off the tip, Frankfurt Schuyler tried to take it to the rim. A huge collision. No foul, out of bounds. It's going to go back to Morris.
Again, we talked about this earlier with the block charge called. Not as many charges called anymore because the rule has changed.
Morris going right to left. They work one down low for Keegan Frazier, and he scores for the first bucket of the night for Morris. Quickly right down the floor. Frankfurt Schuyler's in the maroon with the white trim going left to right. Morris is in the white with the royal blue. And again, Frankfurt Schuyler will throw it away. It'll go back to Morris.
It definitely looks like Morris is playing a 2-3 zone, and Frankfurt Schuyler is coming out in some sort of press. Looks like maybe a 1-3-1 type of press.
Almost like a, 1-2-1-1 type of deal. Here's Ross, wants to take it to the interior. Left-handed layup is good for Tiger.
Nice little Euro step play right there for Tiger. Nice looking basket. I'm excited to watch him play tonight.
4-0 lead here for Morris against Frankfurt Schuyler. Tiger Ross and Morris was undefeated into sectionals last year, and he ended up with a very tough leg injury where his leg essentially snapped. So it's so good to see him back on the floor here this year, and he looks 100% healthy. That hurt them down the stretch last year. Here's Tiger in transition. His pass is deflected away, and the Knights will bring it back the other way. They'll work one into the left-wing corner here for Roman Herod. And back to the top of the key for Angelo DeSaro. Into the paint, ball is loose, and we're going to have a block called here on Tiger, as that was Colthurst coming in with a full head of steam for the Knights.
Morris certainly is playing a 2-3 zone. It's going to be interesting if they're going to get in foul trouble. Looks like Franco Schuyler is trying to penetrate the zone. And can Morris rebound out of the zone? That's always one of the big question marks.
Morris losing a lot of their size from a year ago with John Child and Garrett Akins and Scott Murphy all graduating. Good pass inside off the inbound here for Frankfurt Schuyler. Philip Tangora is able to score. Makes it 4-2. And now taken away here by the Knights as they get a trap at midcourt, and a breakaway layup is up and good for Colthurst.
Morris is struggling a little bit right now, trying to get it past the half-court line. They're trapping it over in the corner. They got to stay away from the sideline.
They'll find Asa Dugan in the right-wing corner. Dugan back up top here for Tiger Ross. Ross on the right side, pulling it back out. Got some pressure. He'll dump one off into the corner for Dugan. Back to Ross, and he'll flip it up towards the rim. It's knocked away. Ball is loose. And Ryan Murphy will chase it back to midcourt to keep it alive here for Morris. Murphy tries a little swing underhand pass. It's intercepted by the Knights. And in transition, Colthurst will take it to the rim. Missed it, and a rebound for Keegan Frazier, and then a foul after that on Frankfurt Schuyler. Jerome Bowen with the reach-in. So just under 6 minutes to go in the first. We're tied 4-4.
That is a good piece of refereeing right there. He could have easily had the anticipation call on the breakaway, but he doesn't call that, and he calls the right call on the rebound. Excellent refereeing right there.
5:50 to go, first quarter here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. A pass down low for Keegan Frazier is good. Good look there from Murphy.
See, Murphy did the great job there getting into the middle. It opened it up and it spread the Franklin Schuyler defense out. That's what Morris needs to do to be successful right there.
Morris 6, Frankfurt Schuyler 4 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here at the Ray Clement Tournament live in Morris tonight. Knights with the basketball in front of the Morris bench. A bounce pass back up to the half-court timeline. Frankfurt goes to the left side. Dribble drive, a floater on the interior is no good, and a rebound for Asa Dugan, one of the best baseball pitchers in the area, doing what he can here tonight on the glass for the Mustangs.
It was a nice rebound. It kept the ball away from the Franklin Schuyler team, secured it, and he got out and went with the ball.
Ross slowing it down here for a minute for Morris, again as they go right to left, and it's going to be a push foul here on the Knights. They were trying to double-team Ross, and I don't know if the officials just kind of basically making a statement here, like, we're not going to take that. And that's two, I believe, on Colthurst here in the early going.
I do like Coach Joy's he switched to a man-to-man defense, which I think is a key thing for Morris. I don't really like their zone. I think their man-to-man is going to be much better, and it's good. They're going to be able to rebound out of it. I like their man better, personally.
That was the first foul on Colthurst. So 4:55 to go in the first quarter. It is Morris 6, Frankfurt Schuyler 4. Opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament here in Morris. Knights with the ball, and now a foul on Morris on the far side. Looks like it's going to be on Ryan Murphy. So this officiating crew making an early statement here. I think they're going to be tough on some of those traps up towards midcourt.
Morris did. They're showing man, but they were trapping on the first pass there. Let's see if they do it again.
4:50 to go, first quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler taking it to the interior, and a foul here as DeSaro was fouled in the paint.
The Morris defender just came down. You have to go straight up if you're going to contest that shot. He came down with his hand. That's an easy call for the official. The Morris defender is never going to get that.
Thanks to everyone listening tonight online as well, WCDOsports.com, all brought to you by SFCU. At the line here is Angelo DeSaro. His first bucket is good. And so that cuts it to a 6-5 game. And this is already shaping up, Rich, like it could be back and forth the whole way.
I'm loving it. I love basketball when it's played fast-paced. That's how the game is meant to be played.
DeSaro, 2-for-2, makes it 6-6 now. And now a steal at midcourt by the Knights. And Ross is going to take it right back for Morris. They got numbers if they hurry. Murphy on the left side. Dishes one back over for Keegan Frazier. Underneath, he's fouled. No, but he traveled first. Shuffled his feet. And so Frankfurt Schuyler is going to get it back.
Morris just wasn't crisp with that play. Their passes were a little bit all over the place. He caught in a bad spot. And in order to get the ball up to the basket, he had to travel.
We're tied 6-6 here. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Nice little turnaround. Beebe hook in the paint for the Knights is no good. Rebound Ryan Murphy for Morris. Murphy in transition, the youngest of the four brothers that have all played here for the Mustangs. Dugan picks up a loose ball, and he's able to put it in. And Dugan scores his first bucket of the night there for Morris. It's 8-6 Mustangs. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Knights with the ball. Colthurst passing one down low for Bowen. He's blocked from behind. It's a war in the trenches right now. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. We got a jump ball underneath. as Philip Tangora was tied up. Arrow gives it back to Morris.
Another great piece of officiating there. That's one of the hardest calls to make. A lot of people like to call foul there, but that was clearly a jump ball. That was a great call by the official.
Morris leads 8-6, 3:50 to go first quarter, and another costly turnover at midcourt for the Knights. Tangora, pull-up jumper from the foul line, rattles it in there for Frankfurt Schuyler.
Morris can take care of the ball a little bit better here. They're a little loose. They're kind of throwing it all over the place. Just take care of the ball.
Right there at midcourt is presenting some problems for them. Here's Ross, Dipsy Doo through the paint, missed the shot. Rebound for Frazier. He's hammered, missed the shot. But he is fouled and will go to the line. Good piece of sportsmanship there as everybody helps each other up.
This is certainly a physical game. I don't think Morris has an offensive set. I think their offensive strategy is go as hard as you can to the basket. And you know, when it works, it works.
We're tied 8-8 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. And here is Frazier at the line, missing the first shot here. One more to come. Good crowd on hand on the Morris side here for the annual holiday tournament. Love to see it. They always get nice support. Second shot coming from Frazier. Rattles it in. Keegan Frazier with 5 points to start things off here for the Mustangs, and they lead 9-8 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Knights with the basketball. Again, going left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim. Top of the key. They go to the left side. Back for Colthurst at the top. Colthurst into trouble. Now looking for Tangora. Tangora at the left elbow is able to dump it off and into the interior here. A shot for DeSaro won't go down. Rebound for the Knights. They work it back out. A corner three won't go. And another rebound here for Keegan Frazier. Outlet pass to Ross, and they're looking to run. Morris still ahead, 9-8. 2:50 to go first quarter. Step back three for the Mustangs is an air ball by Dugan. Rebound for the Knights. The track meet continues. Colthurst down the floor. He's able to pump fake and is fouled from behind there by Dugan. And I don't believe that bucket's going to count. And so Colthurst is going to go to the line. Jerry Joy wants a timeout here, head coach for Morris. 2:42 to go in the first. We'll be right back. It's Morris 9, Frankfurt Schuyler 8 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Oh, they have changed the score up there, Rich. So I'm going to do some math. Your thoughts so far on this game?
I think one question I have is, can they keep up this pace the entire game? They are playing up and down, up and down. Not a lot of substitutes. Can they keep up the pace, not get tired? I'm very impressed with just the style of play and how fast they are going. I mean, they could clean it up a little bit, be a little bit more crisp, but I'm enjoyed it so far.
Out of the timeout, yes, so they gave Colthurst that basket. That's why they changed the score during the timeout. He misses the three-point play shot, so it is 10-9 now for Frankfurt Schuyler. That was the discrepancy there. Morris misses a shot back the other way. Good hustle on the rebound by Frazier, but the Knights are able to come away with it. So Frankfurt Schuyler with a little momentum here in a tough and hard-fought first quarter here in the opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament. Tangora, pull-up jumper here, is off the mark, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Morris. They couldn't save it in time.
One thing is Frazier and Dugan kind of have the similar game for Morris. It's very confusing for me watching them. They play the same way, but, man, they give it 110%. I love watching them both play.
I've been interested to see how those guys would fill into new roles after they lost three key seniors from a year ago for this Morris team, John Child, Garrett Akins, and, of course, Scott Murphy, who was maybe the MVP of the league if they had that award. He was tremendous last year. Keegan Frazier with a shot from the left side. It's short. Rebound for the Knights. Back in transition. Ball is knocked out of bounds. And even though Morris isn't shooting well right now, hustling back on defense, making things difficult.
It looks like to me Tiger Ross hasn't gotten into a flow right now. I think if he settles down a little bit, gets some good-looking shots, he's going to just get better shots and make some of them. You could tell he's very confident. He's a confident player.
We'll have to look on NateLull.com maybe during halftime. I believe right now on my top scorers page, I think he's averaging 24 a game right now for the Mustangs.
24, I bet you I had that in my entire career.
Coming up on a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. It's 10-9. Frankfurt Skylar leading the Morris boys here at the Ray Clement Tournament at MCS. Opening round, winner gets South Courtright tomorrow night. Good take here by Colthurst for Frankfurt Skylar, and he has 6 points now, making it 12-9. And another steal by Colthurst. Wants to take it inside. Ross, hustling back, was able to cleanly strip it away from him, and out of bounds it goes.
This matchup between Colthurst and Ross is really fun to watch. If you're listening on the radio and you're close by, get to the gym. This is a great matchup. They similar builds, similar games. It's fun.
Two athletic kids going toe-to-toe. Frankfurt gets it in, and another bucket on the interior here for Philip Tangora. He's up to 6 points. And Frankfurt Skylar leads 14-9 with a buck 10 to go here in the first quarter. Big possession here for the Mustangs. Can they get a bucket? Dugan now, left side, three ball, left it short. Murphy with a rebound. The baby hook in the paint, in and out, and Morris can't buy a bucket right now. Frankfurt Skylar back down the floor to the right side. Here is Colthurst with a little stop and pop. It rolled off the front of the rim. And Morris with a rebound. 50 seconds left, first quarter. Murphy ahead for Ross, and Frankfurt Skylar with another steal. Knights have it in the paint. And off the glass, it's good here for Tangora. And he's up to 8 points. And Morris finds themselves in a 16-9 hole with 30 seconds to go, first quarter, and another turnover at midcourt. Morris haphazard with the ball, and Frankfurt Skylar making them pay. Jerome Bowen with a bucket, and it's 18-9. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Murphy with a bounce pass ahead. It's stolen away here by the Knights. Bowen wants to take it to the interior, and they threw it out of bounds.
This last minute for Morris has been brutal. They have just turned the ball over so much at half court, and it's cost them about 6 to 8 points, I think. They really need to figure out how to break this press, or it could turn into an ugly game real quick.
Yeah, this half-court trap has been very difficult as they just get it over this time. 5 seconds left. Can they get a bucket here? Swayer, no. Clock winding down, and they're not going to find it. End of the first quarter. It's Frankfurt Skylar 18, Morris 9. Opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Rich, your thoughts on how can Morris try to get through this half-court press? We were just saying during the break, it's tough to describe.
It's tough to describe because they're just not taking care of the ball at half-court, and they're trying to, you know, pass over the top of it, and Franklin Skylar has a little size to them. I think what's interesting is you can tell kind of this might be the toughest matchup Ross has had all year, and he's got to have to figure it out because I think Morris is going to depend on him.
Yeah, this is something that you're not going to see this type of pressure in the Tri-Valley League, and so this is a good thing for Morris here to be battle-tested early in the season. And guess what? Whoever wins this game tomorrow or tonight will get South Courtright tomorrow, so it's not going to get any easier. Here is Tiger Ross passing one down low. Looking for Murphy, back out, Asa Dugan for three. Yes, huge three there for Dugan. Maybe that lights the fire.
Dugan hustles. He's got a great game. And a nice-looking shot. I didn't see him shoot that much. He plays a lot down low, but that's a nice-looking shot for him.
He's had a couple of games in his career where he's been in that 4, 5, 6 three-pointers in the game. So he has that ability. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler 18, Morris 12. Can the Mustangs turn up the heat on defense and get back into this? And now a traveling violation here on the Knights on Tangora as he shuffled his feet in the paint.
The one thing I've noticed about the Knights is they don't like to take a lot of shots outside. They're trying to work everything inside. If you are Morris, maybe you do play a little zone in the half-court side to see what happens.
Back the other way for the Mustangs. They get a good look underneath, and they find Frazier, who's up to 7 points now, and the Mustangs have life.
See, Coach Joy was really happy about that because they broke the press by doing a cross-the-court pass, you know, and that's how they broke it. The old skip pass went back and forth in an easy layup.
Adjustments here helping the Mustangs, and now a steal by Tiger Ross. Ross in transition. Little step through the Euro, and it just won't go down. He battles hard to the falls hard to the floor. Back out. Dugan for three straight away, and he got it. Timeout Frankfurt Schuyler. And Dugan's up to 8 points on back-to-back threes. And it's 18-17 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout and be right back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly. And there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Well, at the end of the first quarter, Morris was down 18-9. A minute and a half into the second quarter, it's 18-17. This has been a great comeback.
Some good adjustments by Coach Joy. Now he's showing a little full-court press. See what happens. Try to keep the momentum on their side.
6:15 to go in the second quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler going left to right. This time they break the pressure and they score underneath. Nicely done there by Reese Bowen, as he's into the game now for FS. So it's back to a three-point game. Once again, Morris throws it away at midcourt. The turnovers have been costly here. Coach Joy yelling out to his guys to take care of the basketball. 5:55 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU.
So Morris did adjust. They are playing 2-3 zone now. They're trying to force Frankfurt Schuyler to shoot the ball outside, and they don't know really what to do here.
Knights try to dribble through the pressure at the top of the key, and Colthurst gets tripped up there. We got a foul. You're right. The Knights do not look like they want to shoot from farther out than about 10, 12 feet.
They don't, and I believe that's a foul on Tiger Ross. Is that his second?
Up on the board, we have one now for Tiger Ross. So he's going to have to be careful. Knights pump it inside, and they find Bowen again, and Jerome is able to finish.
All they're doing down there on the baseline out of bounds is they're just sealing the bottom guys and getting layups.
Morris again throws it away at midcourt with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-17, Frankfurt Schuyler on top, and I can hear my coach in my head, stop trying to throw it over the guy. You can't throw it over the guy.
Yeah. I liked how they attacked the sideline and then they did the skip pass across the court. I think that's how they have to attack this.
Knights have the ball going left to right. Into the right wing corner now. As this is Dennis Waugh, who's into the game for the Knights. Back over to Colthurst. 15 on the shot clock now for the Knights. They're being patient. Morris trying to push them out with the zone. Left side now for Colthurst. Down to 10 on the shot clock here. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Colthurst, dribble drive, off the glass, it's good. And Frankfurt Schuyler has answered right back. Colthurst with 8, and it's a 24-17 lead for the Knights. And again, Morris throws it away. A miscommunication between Ross and Murphy.
I like the idea of playing a zone on the defense, but they have to control the penetration. They can't let the guy penetrate into the paint and, as you said, dribble drive and kick and get the easy layup. On offense, they have to take care of the ball. They have to figure out how they're going to get the ball. I think a skip pass over the top is the only way to break it right now.
4:40 to go, second quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler boys leading 24-17. A very good Class C school out of Section 3. Jumper is short and a rebound underneath. Morris trying to get out and run now. This is what they do best. Ryan Murphy off the glass and he scores.
That's the best offense, right? Rebound, outlet, and a layup. can't beat that offense, you don't have to worry about the press either.
I feel like the Knights have done a good job of taking that away as they know that's Morris's style. And now a jump ball around half court is going to give it back to the Mustangs.
So as a big Syracuse fan, all the opposing people that used to talk about the 2-3 zone, the 2-3 zone in Syracuse, they said the best way to break it is beat it down the court. Maybe that's what Morris has to do, beat their press down the court.
4:15 to go in the second quarter. Morris trailing 24-19. They try to pump one to the interior, and it's stolen away here by the Knights. I would not want to see the turnover number at halftime here for Morris. Knights have it. Colthurst steps back, tries a three. It's short. Rebound for Frankfurt. Skyler is up and good. A bucket there by Roman Herod. He gets it to go.
I would imagine Coach Joy would be pretty happy right now being only down seven with the amount of turnovers that they have.
Ross for three, left side, left it short. Chases down his own rebound, saves it. It went off of, I believe, a Frankfurt Skyler player, yes, and so Morris will keep it underneath the hoop, and Asa Dugan will be doing the inbounding duties. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Morris trying some different combinations off the bench to see if they can get things going. Winner of this game will get South Courtright tomorrow night in the championship game, and the loser tonight will get Deposit Hancock in the consolation. Dugan, three. Does he have another one in the tank? This one hit the side of the rim, and a rebound underneath by Frankfurt Skyler. Ripped down there by Tangora. Long pass ahead here for Colthurst with 3.5 to go, second quarter. Frankfurt Skyler leading Morris 26-19. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few. Dribble drive again, too strong for the Knights. Second chance for DeSaro, and he's fouled. Got his own rebound, and will head to the line. 3:20 to go, second quarter. And every time Morris gets some momentum, a few turnovers gives it right back to Frankfurt Skyler.
I haven't watched Morris play this year, but I would imagine foul trouble is not friendly with them. They need to keep Frazier. They need to keep Dugan. They need to keep Ross. They need to keep these guys on the court. I would imagine right now you have Frazier with two, with 3:20 left in the second quarter. That's going to be something we're going to have to watch.
DeSaro misses the first shot at the line here for Frankfurt Skyler. Second shot for him is good. So DeSaro now with 3 points. And FS leads Morris 27-19. So Morris cut it all the way back to one. And now they got to dig out of the hole again. Murphy with a sidewinder three there. Looked a little rushed. Off the mark and a rebound for the Knights. Rushed in that possession there. Here is Colthurst. Wants to take his man one-on-one. Murphy guarding him. Colthurst gets around him. And then it's going to be a body here, I believe, on Murphy on the baseline. So 2:58 to go in the second quarter.
Murphy's a fun player to watch, too, Nate. He loves to mix it up. He's not that very big of a guy, but he will get down low. He will mix it up, go for the rebound. I kind of like his game. He chucks the ball up there. He's not shy. I love watching him play.
That's the second foul on Murphy, and they're going to have to sub him out. I guess when you're the youngest of, and you have three older brothers, you learn how to play with the bigger guys, right? So here's Frankfurt Skyler on the inbound. No. Ball stripped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Knights, as that was Tangora who couldn't hold on to it. Can Morris get a little run here before the half? That would certainly be huge.
I don't think they gave that to Murphy. At least on the scoreboard, they don't have it up there.
And so the Knights will get it in. Morris looking for a stop here on defense. Colthurst to the right side. Frankfurt Skyler going left to right. A jumper in the paint, in and out. Rebound again is, boy, last touch there by Morris. He was bouncing around. I wasn't quite sure who was going to have it. Frankfurt Skyler is going to take it, though. Jerry Joy wants a timeout here for Morris. We'll step away for 60 seconds. Morris boys trailing Frankfurt Skyler 27-19 late in the second quarter on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter. Center at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:35 to go, second quarter. Frankfort Schuyler 27, Morris 19. And every time Morris makes a run, Frankfort Schuyler's had the answer here, Rich.
Yeah, they just have to figure out the 3-2 pressure trap, half-court trap. Coach Joyce got to figure out how to cut the turnovers down. They'll get the easy baskets and get back in this game.
Frankfort Schuyler looks to get it in. Right wing corner. And now they'll skip it over to DeSaro on the right wing side. Morris coming out, playing some tough defense here, trying to figure out a steal. Knights with the ball. In front of the Morris bench, shot clock's down to 15. Ball into the safe hands of Colthurst here. Colthurst, closely guarded by Tiger Ross. Morris doing real hard work here on this possession. Colthurst takes it inside. No, ball loose on the floor, and Morris gets a rebound. 2 minutes to go here, second quarter. A long pass ahead. Morris is able to save it here for Ross. And we're going to have a whistle, I believe, because the Morris player went flying out of bounds. They want to make sure that he's okay there. No, that was Levi Waffle.
What actually happened is the whistle, the referee tried to blow the whistle to call the foul, and it fell out of his mouth. And he kind of is chuckling about it, and he put it back in his mouth and then called the foul. So it was a really, really, really late foul call. But no one's complaining. They saw what happened.
Morris will get it in on the baseline. Tiger Ross, a jumper in the paint, no. He struggled to find his rhythm here tonight. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Morris trailing 27-19. Morris will keep the ball after the Knights touched it out of bounds.
This is quite a pace for the officials as well. Will they be able to keep up?
Yeah, that's a great point. Ross on the left side. Works one into the corner here for Murphy. Back to Ross. Front of the Frankfort Schuyler bench.
Frankfort Schuyler showing his zone here as well.
Ross tries to get around Colthurst, and a foul here. I believe this is going to be two here on Colthurst.
I've liked watching Colthurst play so far.
He's been fun.
He's a good player. He's matched up well with Ross here, and they're going to stay with him with two fouls.
And Colthurst is not afraid to get right in Tiger Ross's shorts here. Ross dishes one over to the far side now for Murphy. Comes around to screen. Murphy, a fadeaway jumper, no. Ball out of bounds going back to Frankfort Schuyler. Morris just looks a little frazzled here to me.
They do, and I still like Murphy's game. He is not shy. He will put the ball up. He's going to be a fun one to watch over the next couple of years to see him develop.
Of course, his brothers Matt and Scott, over 1,000 points here at Morris in their careers. The oldest brother, Mike, tremendous player, especially in soccer. Here's Colthurst, straightaway three, splash. I'll shoot it from the outside, he says. And Colthurst is up to 11 points. And a timeout is taken with 1:17 to go in the second quarter. It's Frankfort Schuyler 30 and Morris 19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 1:17 to go in the second quarter. It's 30-19. Frankfort Schuyler on top of the Morris boys. They shovel pass ahead here, up over the defense to Asa Dugan. Colthurst out of the game with those fouls. Tiger Ross for three, no, off the front of the rim. This is Morris's chance late in the second quarter. Can they get a steal? It rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfort Schuyler. Great hustle back there by the Mustangs to knock that free with Ty Turner.
So it was a good strategy by the Frankfort Schuyler coach to take the timeout to get Colthurst out of the game. Morris has to now capitalize with this minute. Get it down to like 6 points right here.
Get it into single digits at least if you're a Mustangs fan. Murphy, dribble drive on the baseline. They're in quite a scoring drought here now. I would say 2 or 3 minutes where the Mustangs haven't scored after they got hot there for a few minutes. I mean, they were down 18-9, then it was 18-17, and now it's 30-19.
If I'm Ross right now, I'm thinking this is my time to go to the basket. He's out of the game. I'm going to take it and get my team closer to single digits.
40 seconds left, now 35 here in the second quarter. 11-point lead for Frankfurt Schuyler. Bowen takes it to the hoop, missed it, and they get a rebound. DeSaro back out into the corner now for Wah, and he traveled. The other thing I got to say is, I think we have a technical foul here. Yeah, we got a foul on Frankfurt Schuyler with 22 seconds left in the second quarter. Here's a chance for Morris to chip away. I think he might have said something down here after that play.
That was right in front of us, and he just kind of looked like he ran off, but you're right. But the coach is fired up down there at the player, so he must have said something. You're right.
Yeah, it was right in front of the official. He immediately teed him up. This sends Tiger Ross to the line. Rich, here's your chance to maybe get 2 points in the ball.
Get 2 points with the ball. You cut it to, if you make these, you cut it to 9. You maybe hit a 3, cut it to 6.
Ross hits the first.
Or you get 2, you cut it to 7. It's kind of like where you want to be.
I think with everything the way it's gone here, if you can get this around 9, 7, even 6, as Ross goes 2 for 2, you got to be happy with that if you're Morris.
I'm thinking right here, if I'm Ross, I'm taking it to the basket. I'm the best player on the court. No one can stop me.
22 seconds left. Morris trails 30-21. Second quarter. Halftime coming up. Ross with the ball. A chest pass to Murphy. They go back to Ross. He wants that 3 straight away. It's a sidewinder shot. It got partially blocked. Rebound for Frankfurt Schuyler. The Knights passing one ahead for Bowen, and they score. Bowen with a tough layup. Half-court heave for Murphy. Can he get it off in time? Oh, off the back of the rim. Our halftime score, Frankfurt Schuyler 32, Morris 21, and that's a tough layup to give away there at the end by the Mustangs for Frankfurt Schuyler.
That couldn't have ended any better for Frankfurt Schuyler. You saved your best player, only has 2 fouls going into halftime. The technical foul was bad, but you survived it. You only gave up 2 points, and if you're the Frankfurt Schuyler coach, you're pretty happy with that. I mean, obviously you don't want some guy jawing at a referee, but you're happy going into the halftime a locker room here up I-11.
Looks like they will have the alumni basketball game here at the half. I'm not seeing a whole lot of people coming out of the stands. I announced it last year, and they had a pretty good turnout.
They better get more alumni out here if you're going to have a game.
So we'll see if anything happens here. In the meantime, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. So stay tuned. Our halftime score, Frankfurt Schuyler 32 and the Morris Boys 21. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Make your holiday sparkle with a high-interest share certificate at SFCU.
This is the gift that keeps on giving, and you get to pick your term. You choose either a 9, 12, or 15-month term and receive an incredible interest rate of 5.15% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 5.4% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
Call 746-1500.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler now going right to left in the maroon with the white trim. Morris in the white with the royal blue. And this is going to be a big third quarter here for Morris. Can they chip away at it here, Rich?
You got to get it to probably 6 points. You got to keep it at least close here. You got to handle the pressure, take care of the ball, score some points, and obviously get some stops. And they came out in a zone here, making them probably shoot it outside.
Knights with the ball, figuring things out. Shot clock to 10. And here is Frankfurt Schuyler into the corner. DeSaro leaving one back. A straightaway three from the corner. Won't go down. And a rebound for Morris. Here is Tiger Ross. Little up and under. Can't get the shot to go. And a rebound for the Knights. And Morris just cannot buy a bucket here so far tonight. Only 21 points after they put up 94 earlier this week against Sharon Springs.
That was a well-contested layup. But, I mean, Tiger Ross, even to get it to the rim, did a heck of an athletic play.
Yeah, nothing has come easy here as this is a traveling violation on Frankfurt Schuyler.
I didn't see it, but no one's really arguing it. It was right in front of the Frankfurt Schuyler bench, and it looks like they're coming back out in this press. Nothing's changed for Frankfurt Schuyler.
And so Morris is going to have to find a way. Let's see what Coach Joy maybe drew up at halftime. They beat it over the top. Here's Dugan. Back to Tiger Ross. A jumper from the elbow is good for Tiger, and he's up to 6 points.
You always worry when you break the press that if you're going to rush the shot, and it seemed to work for Morris there, and they didn't. They just went with it, and Ross scored two.
Knights with the ball. They work it to the left side here for Cole Hurst. Frankfurt Schuyler looks a little more like they're just willing to take their time at the moment here with this lead. 6.5 to go in the third quarter.
So I don't know if it's a great strategy. I never really liked the let's just kind of play it out here.
Shot from inside, and we're going to have a foul on Morris, as that was Roman Herod taking it to the rim. 6.5 to go in the third. It's 32-23. Morris trailing.
So that's on Murphy. Murphy does only have two, according to the board up there. And they're going to make Frankfurt Schuyler shoot from the line here.
And so at the line again is Roman Herod for Frankfurt Schuyler. And he steps up and hits the first shot. Again, winner of this game will get South Courtright tomorrow in the championship game right back here at MCS at 7 o'clock. Here's Herod's second shot. Good. And whoever falls in this game today will get a very tough and big Deposit Hancock team. So not an easy tournament. Here is Murphy in the paint, trying to dish one down low for Keegan Frazier, and nothing doing. A steal now for Frankfurt Schuyler, but they just stepped out of bounds, so the Mustangs will get it back.
So now Morris has broke the press twice in a row, and really one time Ross takes a good shot. That time they turn it over in the half-court set. Got to take care of the ball the whole time.
Murphy gets one in to the far side for Swayer. His shot won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go back to Frankfurt Schuyler. And the Knights are just making Morris work for every inch on getting these shots off. They are just not getting the easy looks I think maybe they're used to.
They sure are. Morris has not got one good, easy look all night.
Knights have the ball to the right side again, going right to left in the maroon with the white. Here is Colt Hurst at the top of the key. Steps in down low, and his pass was intercepted. Morris has the ball, and they throw it away. At midcourt, again, they're trying to go over the top, and the Knights are just picking it off all day. Colt Hurst takes it to the interior, and a charge is called now on the Knights.
So there was, that was a really interesting sequence. First, they miss the double dribble, the official did, and then they throw the ball away, and now Colthurst gets his third foul. So Morris needs to take care of the ball, but they got something good out of that three fouls. They go after him here, get the fourth foul. This could be a different game.
If Colthurst is out of this game, I'd be interested to see how Frankfurt Skyler looks. Morris at midcourt. Murphy gets tied up, and it's going to be Frankfurt Skyler ball.
I believe they said that Murphy might have kicked it. He might have kicked it to himself like the old soccer play. That's exactly what he's saying.
Yep.
And I agree with you with Colthurst out of the game because he's also playing the top of the press. What are they going to do if he's out of the game? I don't know if they can press with him out of the game.
He's out of the game. He's been all over Tiger Ross, who's sitting there with 6 points when he's averaging 24. And so that would be a different look. But can they get him to pick up that fourth? That's a different story. DeSaro finds Bowen and into the left corner now. Dribble drive here for Herod. His jumper too strong off the back of the rim and a foul now on Frankfurt Skyler as crashing for that rebound was Philip Tangora and he went over the back.
Yeah, he went right over the back of Ross. Ross was boxing out or just at least making contact with him and he just went completely over the back. It was a good call by the official. It was either over the back or a push, one of the two. Now Colthurst is out of the game, Nate, and they're still pressing.
All right, so the press is off. Let's see what this does and how long maybe they'll keep him out. Murphy down the floor, a three, yes, for Ryan Murphy on the far side. That's huge on the first possession that Colthurst is out. It's 34-26.
Let's keep track of this now. They got it to eight with Colthurst out of the game. If they can get it down to maybe a 4 or 2 point game, does Frankfurt Skyler put him back in the game?
Down the floor, a strip now in the paint. Both teams scrambling for the basketball. It's going to go into the backcourt here. Frankfurt Skyler traveling violation. It wouldn't have been backcourt. And he kind of ran onto it thinking it would be and gets the traveling violation. And now Frankfurt Skyler wants a timeout. With 4:53 to go in the third quarter, it feels like the tides are changing. Frankfurt Skyler 34, Morris 26. Opening round of the Ray Clement Tournament here at MCS. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, just under 5 minutes to go. Third quarter, Morris boys trailing 34-26. Frankfurt Skyler's leader right now with three fouls is out of the game. They're protecting him. Lionel Colthurst, he's got 11 points. Can Morris take advantage? Ryan Murphy on the baseline, and it's up and good for Murphy out of the timeout.
They certainly are playing with a lot more energy, a lot more confidence. Ross was cheering that whole time when Murphy makes the layup. Morris has a new sense of energy here, Nate.
It's down to six with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. We got a foul on Morris on the baseline as Jerome Bowen was trying to get to the hoop. Foul's going to be there on Swayer.
So Frazier got a little beat up on that last play. He was out. Now he's coming back in. That's a good sign for Morris. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Nate, but I think that's a big development. I think Morris needs him on the court.
Swayer coming out of the game, so Frazier can go back in. Pass down low for Bowen. He missed the shot. Frazier with a rebound. We got a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Mustangs. Rebounding is going to be so key. Can they keep Phil Tangora off the boards? Is the biggest guy in the court right now for Frankfurt Skyler.
I have been very disappointed in Morris's out-of-bounds defense. Frankfurt Skyler seems to get easy look every single time down the court.
Murphy with a great dish off to Frazier, and he scores. What a great play. And Frazier's got 9 points. And it's a four-point game here, Rich. 34-30. Morris is back in it.
I don't understand why Frankfurt Skyler is gone without their best player in the game.
Oh, a tough straightaway three there for Roman Herod. And he's got 7 points now. It's back to a 7-point lead, 37-30. And now a steal by Frankfurt Skyler. Back down the floor for Herod. He's blocked by Tiger Ross, but the rebound is right there, up and in for Reese Bowen.
That is not a good 30-second stretch for Morris. They need to take care of the ball with Colthurst not in the game.
It was just four. It's back up to nine. With 3:35 to go in the third quarter, Tiger Ross for three. No, he can't buy a bucket. Frazier, a rebound, gets tied up. And it's going to be a foul here on Frankfurt Schuyler. A reach-in on Jerome Bowen.
So we had the official on the half court call the jump ball. The official on the baseline called the foul. It was definitely the baseline referee's call. He had the right call. Frankfurt Schuyler coach knows it, too. They're joking about it. But it's a tough one. One official calls one thing and the other one calls the other.
3.5 to go, third quarter. Morris needs another good possession with Colthurst still out. Dugan for three. No, off the back iron. And a rebound here for Frankfurt Schuyler. Herod in transition. Lost control of it. Dugan picks up the loose change, and then he lost it. Frankfurt Schuyler gets it back, and they put it up and in. Too many mistakes here, and Tangora makes them pay. Morris, and it's back to 11-point lead.
Morris has had their opportunities. They're, again, just not taking care of the ball. They can come back in this game.
Ross finds Murphy on the left side. He's got the hot hand, tries to dump one off here for Frazier. And they lose control of the ball. It pinballs around to Frazier again, out of bounds, and going back to the Knights. Two helter-skelter under there. And Coach Joy wants a timeout here with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. It's Frankfurt Schuyler 41, Morris 30. Mustangs had it down to four, but the Knights are able to answer again. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 41-30. Frankfurt Schuyler boys on top of Morris here in the opening round of the Ray Clement tournament. Winner of this will get SK tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Girls championship will be Edmiston Morris against South Courtright. I believe off the top of my head that game's 5:30. Consolation games earlier in the day. A lot of great basketball going on tomorrow. 2:55 to go in the third. And here comes the Knights back down the floor going right to left. In the maroon with the white trim, Morris is in the home white with the royal blue. Mustangs need to turn up the heat on defense again. Colthurst is still out of the game for Frankfurt Schuyler, but Bowen is putting him on his back, and he muscles it up and in.
Bowen's been playing well this third quarter. A nice, good basketball player for Frankfurt Schuyler. I like watching this team play.
Makes it 43-30 with 2.5 to go in the third. Tiger Ross to the left side. Calling out a screen. He needs it. He wants a three from straight away. Buckled on the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Frankfurt Schuyler shot out of a cannon back down the floor with Herod to Bowen. Missed the shot. Second chance. Also off the back of the rim. Tangora a rebound and a foul underneath. Looks like they called it on Frankfurt Schuyler.
It seems to me right now that Frankfurt Schuyler is beating Morris in their own game. They're the ones that are keeping the pace. They're the ones that are getting to the basket. They're the ones with the layups. They're really controlling the game. When I think, from all the things I've read and heard about Morris, they're the ones that usually control the game. Frankfurt Schuyler's doing that tonight.
Morris with the ball in the backcourt. They'll flip one ahead. They find Dugan to the left side. He is hacked on the arm as he put the jumper up with 2:06 to go in the third. 43-30 our score. Frankfurt Schuyler boys leading Morris.
Points are at a premium now, Nate, for Morris. They need to score on the foul line to keep this game close. Is this the largest lead of the game, 13 points?
I think it matches the largest lead. As here is Dugan at the line. It was either 11 or 13 as Dugan puts the first one in.
He's got good form on the line. Finishes on his toes. You know, it's a good-looking foul shot here from Dugan, right?
Yes, Asa Dugan. Yep. Rich, you got to come see him in the spring. He's one of the best pitchers around.
Well, I am a baseball guy.
That's what I was going to say. Dugan goes 2-for-2 and 10 points now. It's 43-32. 10 points for Asa Dugan. 2 minutes to go in the third. Still a lot of basketball left to be played here in this opening round of the Ray Clement tournament at MCS. We got a foul on Morris underneath. And so Frankfurt Schuyler will be doing the inbounding duty to the left of the hoop.
This is one of Ben of the Achilles' heel here for Morris. And looks like they definitely guarded this better down low.
And now a timeout's going to be taken here by Frankfurt Schuyler as they were running out of time. 2 minutes to go in the third. We'll be right back. Morris boys trail 43-32 late in the third on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
2 minutes to go in the third. It's 43-32. Morris Boys trailing. Morris has had two separate times, Rich, where they chipped back into the game, got it down to 4 points, and then another run by Frankfurt Skyler. It's been tough.
Yeah, and you really think for Morris, you've got to be scoring when Colthurst is out of the game, and they just really haven't. It's been about an 11-point game the whole time.
2 minutes to go in the third, and the Knights looking for the inbounds play. They find it down low for Bowen, and he muscles it up and in. Another nice play for Jerome Bowen.
They just seal it down low. I cannot believe Morris can't stop that. You just have to fight over top.
45-32, Dugan, a three ball, no. Rebound underneath is up and good for the Mustangs. They get that to go.
I'm thinking you got to get it to single digits here, because Colthurst is going to come back in at the end of the half or end of the quarter here.
45-34 with 90 seconds to go in the third. Here's Bowen on the right side. Ross diving for a steal. He's going to pick this one up and go in for the layup, and he hits it. Great play there and great hustle by Tiger Ross. And now a steal at midcourt by Morris. It's 45-36, chaos out there. Ross wants to take it to the hoop, and he scores. Ross with 10. And a timeout. No timeout is taken. With 1:09 to go here in the third, it's 45-38. Inadvertent whistle there by the officials.
Because the coach was coming out trying to tell those guys to calm down, and he thought he was calling a timeout. This might be an advantage for Morris because it lets them set up their press here.
1:09 to go in the third. It's 45-38. Press comes in. Ross tried to sell out for the steal. Couldn't get there. Bowen at midcourt. It's tipped. Ball out of bounds and going back to Morris.
So this is interesting. You put Colthurst back in here. You're only down by 7. If Morris scores here, they've literally cut the lead to 5 if they score here in the matter of seconds.
Morris looks like they have the energy again. Ross shaking his head like he wants the ball. He goes to Murphy. Now to Dugan. Step back three in the corner. Just short. And a rebound for the Knights and a foul on Morris with 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boy, if Dugan gets that one to go, I think the roof flows off this place.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love how you describe this. This is chaos. Chaos at its best. And the leader of the chaos is Tiger Ross. He is selling out. You know, as one of the best players in the area, he is not afraid to dive on the floor. He's not afraid to get dirty. He goes after everything. Fun player to watch.
Knights with the ball. Morris needs another stop here on defense late in the third quarter with Colthurst on the bench. 40 seconds to go now. 20 on the shot clock. Knights pass one over to the right side. Pass to the interior. Back out Bowen. 3. No. And a rebound for Morris underneath. Outlet pass to Ross. Out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Mustangs. I think they might have got lucky there on that tip.
Now, Morris hasn't scored a lot in the half-court set. This is a big possession. If you could get it to 5 here at the end of the quarter, you are extremely happy. You haven't really played your best game, and you're at 5. Good for Morris.
Yeah, it's been a quiet night for their stars. Dugan fires up a 3 off the back of the rim. He just can't get one to go. Rebound underneath and a foul on Morris, as that was Frankfurt Skyler's Phil Tangora with good position.
Yeah, he was definitely reaching up and behind him. That was a good call by the official. Now, this isn't a bad spot for Morris, though, shooting foul shots here, because Morris is, if the long as they rebound well, they're going to get another possession. I don't think that's not a horrible foul. It's on one of your bench players. And, you know, if they miss, so be it, and Morris gets a possession.
Tangora to the line. First one off the mark.
Now, you better be rebounding if you're the Mustangs.
You cannot give it up an easy 2 here.
you better be pinching in and better get the rebound. I like the Frazier-Dugan combo down low. I don't know if Dugan needs to shoot the three so much. I think Ross going to the basket would be perfect.
They go 0 for 2 at the line from Tangora. Rebound Frazier. Ross with 12 seconds back down the floor. Morris going left to right. Now 10 seconds. It's 45-38. Ross, a deep NBA three. No, too strong. Gets his own rebound. Fights inside, pump fakes, and is fouled with 2 seconds left. And Ross is going to have a chance to go to the line here late in the third.
Wow, what a play by Ross. He probably took a bad shot. Back rimmed it, and he goes up, gets his own rebound, and he draws the foul, and now he's going to get two at the line. What a play by Ross. I love watching him play, Nate. You were right. You said you got to get over and watch this kid.
And when you watch him, he's had an off night tonight, and I think he would agree. You catch him on one of his good nights, and he's still got a big fourth quarter to come as he hits the first one here. I think you'll enjoy it.
And on his off night, he can play on my team anytime. I'll take him.
He's got 11 points here on his off night, and he's looking for more here. We're still going to have a full fourth quarter to go.
Even if this is an off night for him, you know what he does? He gives you everything he's got. He is selling out. He's playing as hard as he can. You can't knock a player for that.
Ross misses the second one. It's tipped out. Ross, a three at the buzzer. He didn't get it off in time. But three quarters are in the books, and Morris has life. They trail Frankfurt Schuyler 45-39 in the first round of the Ray Clement Tournament. We'll be right back. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't turn that dial here on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our free audio stream, is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. All right, Rich, 8 minutes to decide who will move on to the championship game here at the Ray Clement Tournament at MCS.
I'm interested to see how Colthurst is going to react for sitting that long. Is he going to have to find his rhythm back, or is he going to be able to pick right up where he left off? That's a long time to sit with only three fouls, too.
He's got the three fouls. Does he pick up a fourth early? And we'll see what the coaching staff here for FS would want to do. Colthurst, fresh off the bench, wants to take it to the rim. There's our answer, up and scores. Says, I've had enough of this.
He's pretty smooth. He just went right at the basket.
Colthurst with 13. Now Ross tries to answer back. His layup won't go. Murphy with a rebound. He's able to dribble out of trouble. Morris trails 47-39. Dugan, a corner three. Can he get one? No. Rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound for Swayer. It's blocked by, guess who, Colthurst. And then we're going to have a whistle.
What was interesting from Frankfurt Schuyler is they didn't show their press that time. And Morris just brought it up and got a couple good looks. Dugan is pretty upset because he hasn't hit his threes. If he's hit those threes the last couple times on the court, it would be a closer game.
If Morris could get a couple of those to go, they would be in business. But between Ross and Dugan, they haven't been able to find the back of the net, or I should say the bottom of the net here. I think they called that out of bounds, Rich, off the back of the something, maybe under the hoop there, I think it hit. So this is going to give it back to Morris.
Yeah, Morris has got the ball. They have a line set at the three-point. I'm guessing there's going to be a bunch breaking to the basket here and maybe looking for a three-point shot from Ross. It's kind of the set they're looking at right here.
Morris has the ball, a stack, as Rich said, about three-point line extended.
We had a tip.
Okay. Got a nice explanation there from the officials. Don't you love that?
Yeah, the officials like us. They talked to us before the game. So they said there was a tip, and it went over the backboard. So I don't know what they're going to the scorer's table for. There's no replay.
So they're going to go to the scorer's table maybe to see
possession.
Make sure the possession arrow is correct?
Everybody's laughing, so They're just getting clarification. Oh, they're looking at the shot clock.
Okay. Yeah, nobody seems upset over there, so it's always a good sign. All smiles here. It's holidays, right? You can't be mad.
No, no one's mad.
So Morris will have the ball. Just 30 seconds into this fourth quarter here. Again, the winner tomorrow will get South Courtright in the championship game at 7 o'clock. Frankfurt Schuyler leading 47-39. Mustangs with the ball. Dugan gets it into Tiger Ross, tiptoeing along the baseline here. He'll pull it out. Ross pump fakes on a three, goes into the corner. Swayer is there. Can he buy one? No. And the rebound is tipped out, and Frankfurt Schuyler will come away. Morris, cold from downtown tonight. Ball out of bounds, going back to Morris. It was right at midcourt. There was a trap, and the Knights lost it.
So Morris is showing a little trap pressure here, and Frankfurt Schuyler has not. They're just picking up man-to-man.
Ross with the ball. 47-39. Morris trailing here with 7:10 to go fourth quarter at MCS. They go to Murphy on the left side.
Check that, Nate. They aren't in man-to-man. They're playing like a 1-2-2 zone, and they're keying on Ross at the top. Almost, everybody's got their eyes on him.
Almost kind of daring Morris to shoot from the outside a little bit. Somebody make somebody else beat us. Here's Murphy with a three. That's off the front of the rim. And again, Morris ice cold from three-point land.
That's not the shot they wanted. Murphy caught it within the three-point line, backed it out, and he just kind of chucked it up. Not a good-looking shot for Morris there.
6.5 to go in the fourth. Frankfurt Schuyler leading 47-39. Knights with the ball. The maroon with the white trim uniforms. They try a backdoor cut, and they miss the little alley-oop layup. Colthurst couldn't bring it down. Now Tiger Ross steps through. He's fouled. Count the bucket, and he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
What a nice Euro step cut through the guy trying to take the charge, and the other guy coming around hits him and looking for the three-point play, like you said. If he makes this, we're down to a five-point game, and Morris is showing the pressure, and Colthurst isn't even guarding Ross right now. This is a whole completely different game than at the beginning.
Ross with 13 points now. Taking his time at the line in a quiet gym, and he hits it. 14 now for Ross, and a timeout is going to be taken here by head coach Jerry Joy. 6:25 to go in the fourth. Morris trails 47-42 to visiting Frankfurt Schuyler, and we'll be back on CDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Just one out-of-town score. I know a lot of Sydney fans are always asking me for their scores. And a tough one tonight, folks. Delhi boys beat Sydney tonight 80-29. So it's a tough one tonight for the Sydney Sabres. Just wanted to pass that along. 6:25 to go in the fourth here. We got a good one. Frankfurt Schuyler 47, Morris 42, deep in the fourth quarter. Knights going with the old-fashioned home run ball, and they find Colthurst, but he traveled. He missed the layup anyways, but he traveled. We used to call that play Big Ben. You throw it long, boy, it wouldn't go down.
And Morris kind of fell for it, but he shuffled his feet at the end. It was a beautiful left-handed pass by the inbounder.
Morris back the other way, going left to right. Trying to get it to the interior, looking for Frazier. They forced it inside. Frazier's coming right into our broadcast booth, and Rich with the save of the day, being able to punch him out of there.
That was a great play by Frazier. He actually saw us and skirted out of the way.
I don't know. How did you touch him?
I did push him out of the way, but he was good with it. The one thing that's interesting is Colthurst isn't at the top of their press. I don't understand why they aren't using him more. He's only got three fouls with 6 minutes left. They are protecting him way too much, and it's helping Morris.
And here's Frankfurt Schuyler with a tough drive. Angelo DeSaro is able to put it in. And just when you think Morris is going to crawl back in, Frankfurt Schuyler has an answer. It's 49-42. Another steal here by DeSaro. Bounce pass ahead. Looking for Colthurst. He lost it. and Ross was able to pick his pocket. Ross in transition, trying to get to the rim, and gets it to go.
I think Ross has got to do more of that. Colt Hurst isn't guarding him. It's his time to take over this game. He's got his team down to five. It should be a Tiger Ross show for Morris going out.
Ross with 16, and Colt Hurst answers back the other way. He's got 15. It's 51-44. Ross says, I'll come right back at you. Ross gets it to go. He's got 18. It's a track meet. That's 51-46.
This is what Morris has to do. Ross has to have the ball in his hands every single time down the court now. He has to take care of the ball.
Colt Hurst straight away three. In and out rebound for Morris. It's loose on the floor. Frazier gets it to Dugan, and now to Ross.
Heck with the three-point shot. Ross, take it to the basket here for Morris. Come on now.
Morris going left to right. They're in the white with the navy blue. Three-point shot for Ross. In and out. Oh, it looked like he was feeling it. A little heat check there. Wouldn't go. That would have brought it to two. That would have been huge. Four and a half to go in the fourth. It's 51-46. Frankfurt Schuyler leading the Morris boys. Opening round of the Ray Clement tournament. Colthurst wants this ball. Trying to get to the interior. A tough look there. Hits the bucket. He's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. What a play there by Lionel Colthurst. And he's up to 17.
He's a good player. He split the defense, and basically one of the Morris players, number 10, just reached in. It's the right call.
It's tough because Colt Hurst, he's cool, calm, and collected. He's got good size. He's strong, but he has everything you'd want in a guard, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love to see them with their other player that everybody's talking about. If Colt Hurst isn't their best player, he's got to be a great complementary player.
Timeout for Morris. 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Morris trails 53-46 to Frankfurt Schuyler. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 53-46. The Morris boys are trailing Frankfurt Schuyler. Morris has gotten it down to about four a couple different times. But Frankfurt Schuyler has had the answer. Lionel Colthurst here with 17, and he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Not really nervous for Morris, right, because they can score very, very quickly. They've proven they can score 6 to 8 points in the matter of 30 seconds.
Colthurst to the line, missed it, short, rebound, goes to Colthurst, he got it back. Dishes one over, and a jumper is again too strong, tipped out, another rebound for the Knights, and they're going to keep it alive here.
That possession was bad for Morris, gave up three rebounds. They need to get a rebound there.
Safely back to midcourt into the hands of Colthurst.
Coach Joy knows it, too. He was pretty upset. He wanted that rebound.
Colthurst, left side, dishes it off for Wah, who takes it in to the interior, and he's fouled with 3:55 left, and time is starting to become an issue now for the Mustangs.
You need to rebound off these foul shots. Number three hasn't really been to the line that much tonight. So you have to prepare for a miss here if you're Morris.
So here is Dennis Wah to the line, and he hits the first shot.
As soon as I say that, he makes it. I'm hoping for Morris here, I guess.
It's his first points. 3:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler leading 54-46. Second shot is good for Wah.
One interesting strategy here for Morris is Frazier's not in the game. I wonder if that ankle, that one when he went down hard, if it's bothering him. You would think he's in the game at this point.
Yeah, you need him for rebounding, but maybe he's a little banged up as it's been a physical contest here tonight. 55-46 with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Mustangs with the ball. Here is Murphy, top of the key. Tiger trying to set a screen for him. Then they go to the far side for Dugan. Now back to Murphy. Dishes for Dugan. Left side three in the corner is good for Asa Dugan.
Dugan was more set on that shot. He was ready to take the pass. That was just a better offensive set for Morris.
And now a steal by Tiger Ross. She's going to go in for the layup and hits it. And Ross has got 20. And it's back to a four-point game, 55-51, with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris boys trailing Frankfurt Schuyler. And here is Colthurst. Does he have another answer? Dishes it out to DeSaro straight away. Coming up on 3 minutes to go. Coach Joy for Morris clapping his hands, trying to keep the energy. They need a stop here on D. Colthurst. Now to Bowen. They dish one far side for DeSaro. 10 on the shot clock. Knights with the ball, leading by 4. DeSaro with 5. To the interior, it's stripped. Ball is loose on the floor. DeSaro, turnaround shot, and he's fouled with 1 second left on the shot clock. And that bails the Knights out right there.
Yeah, that was a great possession for Frankfurt Schuyler. You know, the energies with Morris right now, the fans were reacting to Coach Joy. They started clapping, too. And these are big foul shots. If he misses these, Morris can come down and make a basket. This is a whole different game, Nate.
So tough for Morris because he was falling away. It was a bad shot from a tough angle. He makes the first foul shot here. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, hard not to make that foul.
And here comes Frazier.
Frazier back in. Swayer to the bench.
I don't understand why he's not underneath the basket rebounding here, but I'm not the coach.
And the second shot for DeSaro is a miss, and Frazier with a rebound.
Well, he got it anyway.
Here to Tiger Ross. 2:40 to go in the fourth. It's 56-51. Here is Murphy. Down. Oh, he tried to pass over top of him, and it's stolen away. Murphy trying to hustle and get it back. He gets it, and then he's going to get a timeout call. Wow.
That might have been the play of the game for Coach Joy right there. He got the timeout. What a great play by Coach Joy.
We'll keep it right here with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Murphy is doing what you see so many young guards do, and it's something we've all done. When you're a little smaller guy and you get into the teeth of defense, you try to bring it up and throw it over the top of the defense, and it just does not work at this level.
Right, and he just can't throw over top there. A couple things I've noticed. First is Frankfurt Schuyler is not really pressing anymore with Colthurst in the front. I don't understand why they're even keeping the press on, because that's the only reason it was working. And the other thing is Ross has just completely started to take over the game. With 2:30 left, I think you got to have the ball in his hands the entire time. He makes good passes. He finds Dugan. He finds, you know, his players too. But he is good in the open court, and you got to get him out there.
Tiger Ross with 20 tonight for Morris. Asa Dugan with 13. Keegan Frazier with 9. And Ryan Murphy with 7. So Ross, we were saying early in the game, oh, he's not going to hit his average. He's, you know, averages right around 24. He has found a way, but he's had to work really hard for these 20 points tonight.
So how are they going to come out here in the half court, or not the half court, so baseline out of bounds play? Different look here for Morris.
Dugan to the left of the hoop, looks to get it in, finds Ross. Straight away, he thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now he does. Ross in and out. Would not go down, hit the rim twice, and a rebound for Colthurst underneath. That would have been a big bucket there for the Mustangs. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Colthurst on the right side. Pulls it out, gets off a screen. Knights going to take their time here. 20 on the shot clock, 2:10 to go in the fourth. They can chew a little if they want. Knights with the ball, left side. Try the backdoor pass to Bowen.
Ooh.
Through his hands. Ross went streaking over there, couldn't get there in time. Shot clock down to 5. A three ball here for the Knights is short, and then it's going to go out of bounds and back to the Mustangs, and they still have life here.
Yeah, Ross hit hard. I just did the announcer's curse there. I just went, that looked hard. He fell hard on his elbow, but he's still moving well.
Ross to the left side, gets a screen. He wants that three. Ross steps up, hits the rim twice, and again it wouldn't go down.
I really don't think you need a three there. I think you need to go to the basket.
1.5 to go here. 90 seconds left, fourth quarter. Frankfurt Schuyler leading Morris 56-51. It's been a whale of a game here. Opening round of the Ray Clement tournament. Frankfurt Schuyler trying to take the air out of the ball. They throw it off the leg there of Dugan and out of bounds. So 1:25 left.
So interesting here. Frankfurt Schuyler is just holding the ball, and Coach Joy is now telling his players to foul. He's given the foul sign. I'm guessing it's not going to be Murphy, because I think Murphy's got 4. So they're looking to foul here. A little early to foul, I guess.
Frankfurt Schuyler gets it in. Our foul situation.
They
Morris
are.
Morris has 3. Frankfurt Schuyler with 1 team fouls. A foul there on Tiger Ross.
So Tiger Ross picked up 2 early in the game, but he hasn't had 1 since. So he's only at 3 now. Interesting strategy.
1:22 to go in the fourth. Knights have the ball on the baseline. They look to get it in. A backdoor cut by DeSaro. He missed the layup. Ball is loose, and somehow they come out of there with it. That was Colthurst who picked up the loose change. Knights with it, and then tipped out of bounds by Ross. So it'll stay with Frankfurt Skyler with a buck 13 left.
See, I don't understand this, why they're not fouling here. Yep, they're bringing a different player up. You can't have Ross foul, pick up his fourth. So now he's going to foul here.
So Frankfurt Skyler gets it in a foul here by the Mustangs. 1:10 left.
He's got a different number on. There was a blood jersey on earlier. 21 is a different number for us. I don't know who that is.
I believe Ty Turner.
Yeah, there was blood. They were changing jerseys at halftime. Big foul shots here for Morris.
Yeah, Frankfurt Skyler at the line with Roman Herod, and he hits the first.
Man, Frankfurt Skyler's made them just pay at the line. They've made their last few here. Clutch shots.
57-51. Our score. And Herod to the line. It's going to take some magic now for Morris as Herod goes 2-for-2. And it's 51. Morris trailing 58-51 with 1:05 left. Murphy with the ball gets it to Tiger Ross. Ross wants a straightaway three and left it short. Murphy with a rebound. Kicks one back out. Murphy finds Dugan. That's his spot in the corner. Missed it. And Morris with a rebound underneath. And they get it with Carter Swayer. Makes it 58-53, 45 seconds left, and a foul by Ross here with 44.8 to go.
Not the guy you want to foul, but I guess you're under a minute, so picking up your fourth doesn't matter, I guess, at this point. But if you do go to overtime somehow, you don't want Ross with four. I mean, but Frankfurt Skyler's been hitting their foul shots. You need them to miss here.
And so this will be Frankfurt Skyler at the line with DeSaro, and they've made him pay at the line all night, and the first one's good for DeSaro.
Pure. Just making him pay. Good basketball teams make their foul shots down the stretch, and Morris can't really close it out here.
59-53, and they missed the second one, so it's a six-point ball game, 45 seconds left. Ross down the floor. Now he's going to try to go to the hoop, kicks one out. Swayer for three. Yes! A Carter Swayer with the bucket.
That's a big basket. Now a one-possession game with 32 seconds left. Big, 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 big three-pointer there. Now it gets interesting. Now it comes down to a lot of coaching strategy. Now you may not be happy that Ross has his fourth foul. You're a one-possession game. Ross can't foul again here. I think Murphy also has four fouls, so Morris is having a little foul trouble here.
And here's Frankfurt Skyler at the line, and again they make the first one, Roman Herod. He's got 10, so that makes it 60-56 with 32 seconds left.
I don't understand this foul, this substitution, but
Dugan to the sideline here. And they make 2-for-2. Herod gets it to go. 61-56, 30 seconds left. Tiger down the floor, pumps it to the interior, gets it back, takes it in and scores for two. 22 now for Tiger. It's 61-58, 20 seconds left. And a foul on the far side by Keegan Frazier.
That might have been the best foul I've ever seen. He dove at the guy, and he went like Superman and grabbed him. I mean, if he doesn't get that foul there, they're probably going to get another 5 to 7 seconds off the clock. That might be the best foul I've ever seen given in that situation.
Morris needs a little rim luck here. They need Frankfurt Skyler to miss at the line. And so far the Knights have been pure, as you said, Rich. And they get this one to go. Herod, the iron was kind to him. He's got 12.
That rim's a little loose there.
Well, it didn't seem to help the Mustangs in the first half. Now Dugan back in. Frazier coming out of the ball game. Herod misses the second shot. Dugan with a rebound.
Get a quick two here for Morris. Go to the basket, Ross.
Here's Ross. Kicks one out. Swayer with another three. Can he hit it? No. Knights with a rebound. That might do it with 10 seconds left and a foul on the far side for the Mustangs. I agree with you, Rich. I think you want to put that in Tiger's hands to try to get for two there.
You go to the basket. If Ross scores there, there's probably 12 seconds on. Okay, say Frank Versailles gets a couple off. You're still at 10 seconds. You're only down by two, but, you know, it's easy saying that with a microphone in your hand.
Amazing for the night that Morris has had, the turnovers, the cold shooting. They still have a chance here with 10 seconds left, down 62-58.
So now it sounds like the coach down there for Frankfurt, Schuyler, might be looking for some more intentional foul calls maybe. I think that's what he's doing. Most coaches are always looking for that at this point of the game.
He's having a quick talk with the officials with 10 seconds left, 62-58. And there's DeSaro at the line. That might be the icing on the cake right there for Frankfurt Schuyler.
So you're down five. If you wonder if he's going to miss this on purpose to make Morris take it the length of the court. I don't know. You probably don't put that in the high school's plan.
Second shot. DeSaro hits it.
So now Morris, so Jerry takes a full timeout here. So now Morris can go to the length of the court without any time coming off. You almost think the Frankfurt Schuyler kids should have missed it there. A lot of college teams do that.
Yeah. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. Morris trails 64-58 here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10 seconds left here. Morris trailing 64-58. It's been a very fun and entertaining opening round game here in the Ray Clement Tournament. The Edmiston Morris girls will take on SK for the championship tomorrow. Consolation game will be DH and Oxford. Some MAC schools going at it there. And in just 10 seconds, we'll know what the boys' matchups are. Here's Tiger Ross. Down to 6 seconds, kicks it out. Murphy, a deep three here for Morris. It won't go, and that is going to do it. Murphy, one more shot at the buzzer. Our final is 64-58. Frankfurt Schuyler takes down Morris, and so it will be Morris and Deposit Hancock in the consolation game, and Frankfurt Schuyler and South Courtright, which should be a great game tomorrow for the championship at 7 p.m.
Morris gave them everything that they could handle. Frankfurt Schuyler hung on for the win. It was a great game to watch, great game to call with you, Nate, and exciting. Both two really good teams, probably going to make good runs in sectionals. We saw a good Class C team from Section 3. We saw a good Class D team from Section 4.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll give out our three awards. We'll take you through the scoring summary and wrap things up here from Morris. Again, the Morris boys fall to Frankfurt Schuyler 64-58. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time here to good old MCS. First round of the Ray Clement Tournament, and the Frankfurt Schuyler boys defeat Morris 64-58. A great game here. So the championship for the boys will be Frankfurt Schuyler and South Courtright tomorrow. consolation game will be Morris and Deposit Hancock. Those should be two great games on the boys' side.
Frankfort Schuyler versus South Courtrai. Holy cow, that'll be a great game to watch. South Courtrai, again, one of the traditional Section 4 Class D teams. We were talking earlier, we were actually thinking it might be South Courtrai and Morris at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So now Frankfort Schuyler is getting two of probably the best that we got.
It's funny because last year in sectionals, everybody wanted to see South Courtrai and Morris, and it didn't happen just with the way the semifinals worked out. So I think Morris almost said, hey, we'll invite you to our tournament next year,
yep,
and we'll hopefully meet in the championship. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out.
Well, maybe we'll get one in February, early March. We'll get, I think
hope
it's February
so.
This year. Maybe we get Morris South Courtrai. Boy, that would be a fun one down. Oh, they play at Delhi, don't they?
Play at Delhi, yes.
Well, maybe I'll make the track over the hill.
If that happens.
That would be great. I'd love to watch that. Anytime you get to watch South Courtrai play, they're a good program, good school, and if they played Morris proved themselves out here. I thought Ross was unbelievable. I thought Frazier, Dugan were good. They take care of the ball. I think it's a completely different game. They're going to learn a lot from this game tonight.
All right, let's go through our scoring summary here. Morris boys first, 22 points. That's a game high here for Tiger Ross. Asa Dugan with 13. Keegan Frazier with 9. Ryan Murphy with 7. Carter Swayer with 5. You get that big 3 right there at the end.
He did. That was a good shot.
To pull it to 3, so that was huge. Frankfort Schuyler on the other side. Team high 17 for Lionel Colthurst. He was tremendous tonight. Roman Herod with 12. Jerome Bowen with 10. Angelo DeSaro with 9. And Philip Tangora with 10, and then Angelo DeSaro with 9, and I'm just going through the rest of my sheet here. Reese Bowen with 4, Dennis Waugh with 2. So when you think about 17, 12, 10, 10, and 9, they had really good balance on the other side.
Well, Colthurst was the big part of the game was Colthurst at the top of that zone, that pressure zone that they were showing, you know, the first three quarters of the game until he went out of the game. That really messed up Morris, and they couldn't get in the flow. And when he was out, they started getting the flow, started to get a little bit better. But Colthurst probably defensively helped his team more than offensively tonight. He took Ross out of the game early, and really Ross didn't do much until Colthurst was out. And really Colthurst just was a phenomenal player offensively and defensively to watch. I was, you know, good Section 3 Class C player there.
All right, we're going to give out our 3 awards. Disclaimer, in case we have any Frankfort Schuyler fans listening, when we have a team from out of our coverage area, we will just give the 3 awards to our local team. It's just easier in terms of the trophies that we hand out. Obviously, there was many great players for Frankfort Schuyler tonight, but we're just going to give out the 3 Morris awards. So, first up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. A game high, 22 for Tiger Ross. They made him earn it, but he hits right about his average here tonight.
I'm excited to watch him play. I'm going to try to come over and watch another game. He's a great player. He goes to the ball. He goes to the basket well with the ball. His shot wasn't on tonight, but Colthurst did a good job guarding him. But, man, he could take it to the basket. He's a fun player. I would have to guess one of the best in the Tri-Valley, if not the best.
Up next is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school teams here on WCDO. Defense-wise, a lot of different ways you could go. I think I'd like to go Ryan Murphy here. He had 7 points, but there was a couple times he gave the ball away, and then he would dive. The one right here in front of us, he dove, was able to save the ball. Morris got a timeout out of it. He was just gutsy out there.
Yeah, he showed a lot. He was young. He threw the ball away a lot. But, I mean, defensively, he was at the top of their pressure, put a lot of pressure on Colthurst, did some good things for Morris, and definitely hustled. All the Morris kids hustled. Kind of play off the, you know, their coach. Coach Joy's just running up and down the court. And it's fun to watch him coach, but they just feed off of his energy, and Murphy certainly does that.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I thought we should go with Keegan Frazier here, those 9 points. But, boy, just gutsy, diving all over the floor, the Superman foul over there. He's just kind of the guy that does a little bit of everything for them.
He's a little bit of a glue guy for Morris. He rebounds. He gets some good points. And he was definitely in the game. He understood the situations and making that foul. That was just an incredible foul to watch. I can't even believe I'm saying what an incredible foul that it was.
Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight, Rich. Thanks for coming over. I think we got a good one, and we'll have a couple of good games next week for you as well.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it. I hope I didn't fumble up too much here. But it was hard to call that game because it was so fast and all over the place about turnover after turnover after turnover. But I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
Yeah, really fun game. Next week we're going to have two games. We will have the Sydney boys playing Oneonta on Monday at 7:45. They're playing that game at the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club. It's kind of a special thing that the players wanted to do. And then next Friday we'll have the Sydney boys at Unitigo Franklin for a 7:15 tip. Always got to do that Route 7 rivalry. They're calling the game on Monday. Let me see if I can get this right here. The I-88 Showdown in O-Town.
Oh, wow. Showdown in O-Town. You know, I'm not a huge Oneonta fan. Everybody knows that. But I am looking forward to watching them play. I know Britton Z's playing pretty well for them, and I've heard great things about, I think it's Brady Carr.
Brady Carr very, very good.
I've heard he's wonderful to watch. And, you know, I can't really admit this too loud, but I am friends with Coach Brad Z, and I'm excited that he, in his first year, I've talked to him a bunch this year already, and I'm happy for him that he's coaching. I'm definitely going to get out there and watch it. As a Norwich guy, I might get thrown out of town for admitting that I'm friends with Coach Brad Z, but I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the Oneonta kids that are having a good season for him and in his first season. And I'm excited. I remember Britton when he was a little kid. I used to give him M&Ms on the sideline when we coached soccer together. And I'm happy for them, and I really want to get out and watch the Brady Carr play.
Yeah, Oneonta, a young team, but very good, and they have some good talent coming up. Should be a nice 5-6 year stretch ahead here for Oneonta Hoops on the boys' side for sure. All right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at our WCDO studios, and a really fun game. Thanks to everyone here at Morris for helping us get set up. We always enjoy calling games here. So Morris boys fall 64-58 to Frankfurt Schuyler, a Class C team from Section 3. Really good game. Consolation game will be Morris and Deposit Hancock tomorrow. Championship game will be Frankfurt Schuyler and SK at 7 back here at MCS. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night and a good weekend from WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.